Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program, Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Surely you have the best of morals. Then Allah says to us, after introducing the Prophet to us as the person with the best of morality, He says, follow him. Use him as example. وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And in the Messenger of Allah, you have the best of examples. How can I and you learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? In a world where things seems to be going wrong, people are not the same anymore. Hearts are darkened. Souls are corrupted. It's a dark, miserable world that we live in. And people are changing with it too. Me and you, we have to make sure that this darkness does not come to our hearts. We have to be a beacon of hope, a beacon of light to others. How do we do that? We do that by learning the traits and morals and the sunnahs and traditions of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The hadith in the Irshad, which describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it says, Raqiqul qalb, his heart is gentle, is soft, meaning when he deals with people who are harsh, people who are vicious in their nature, people who have issues, he comes to them with mercy. He comes to them with compassion. He comes to their help. He comes to their aid. Sometimes me and you, when we face with people who are verbally harsh or their akhlaq is bad, we become the same. He gets angry, I get angry. She starts to shout, I starts to shout. That's not the akhlaq of the Prophet.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart with love, showed me the is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa.
We need to combat evil with good, harshness with gentleness, with softness. So you see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he had the softest of hearts. He was raqiq. Raqiq is an Arabic word they use for something that is very thin, very soft. And that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Rahiman bi kulli muslim. Every Muslim to him is the same. He would treat them all the same. He is merciful, compassionate with all of them. Sometimes me and you, we try to pick and choose. If you follow the same scholar that I follow, I'm good with you. If you're in the same faith as me, I will follow you. If you are in the same school of thought as me, I will be nice to you. If you're not, I will show you my true nature. And that's why you see the Muslim killing each other. Where the reality is, we're all Muslim, regardless of our faith, regardless of our schools of thought, we are still Muslims. And we need to treat each other as Muslims. In the same way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was compassionate and merciful to all Muslims. So I shouldn't give charity to people that I like and deprive those who I don't like. If I see a Muslim who is in need, but he's from my side, I will take care of them. But if they are not, I would neglect them. That is definitely not the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. every Muslim, as long as they say the Shahada, they are considered to be our brothers and sisters in faith. We need to be compassionate to them. And then the hadith says, وَلَمْ يَتَجَشَّ مِنْ شَبَعٍ قَطْ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, another type of person that when he eats, he fills up his stomach until he's full. This is something that I and a lot of people like me do. When we sit on the meal, we have to make sure that our stomachs have no more space for anything else. That is destructive to the soul, as inshallah we will learn in episodes to come. A mu'min needs to make sure that his stomach is constantly light. Let us take a short break and then we come back right after.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amongst the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it said the Prophet in his nature, he's very preserved in the sense that he is very content, very happy with what he has. He never looks at people and says, I wish I had what they had. I wish I was as rich as them. I wish I was this. I wish I was that. Even though he had the capacity, many times the archangel Jibreel would come to him and he says to him, oh Prophet, you just say the word and I will turn these mountains into gold. And the Prophet says, I have no need for it. I'm not stingy. I'm not a person who just loves to have things and own things. That's not me. Me and you, when we live in this world, we see ourselves moving towards trying to accumulate wealth. Sometimes we lose ourselves in the process. Me and you, we are meant to work. We are meant to make money so we can feed our families and so on and so forth. But it has to stay under that scope or under that limit. It should not go to the point where I am just, as we say in Arabic, tamur. I just want to gain, I want to take, I want to keep, I want to store, I want to have the most of everything, the best of everything. That should not happen, because this is not a trait of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why isn't it a trait of the Prophet? Because we know the more I become attached to something, I become the slave of it. Those who love to accumulate wealth and money, they become slaves to it. He is no longer free. He is no longer the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he is a servant of the dollar, as we say. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says no. He would not put his hand out to get help, like in terms of wealth and money, and beg people to give him or try to accumulate wealth or trying to save or trying to do all these things. He would never do that. He was very content. And in a world where everything is falling apart, the only thing that we don't have is contentment, which is a problem. Because with contentment, we will be happy. Without contentment, we are going to be miserable. Say alhamdulillah, I'm happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks that this is the best state for me, then I'm happy with that. If you have even more money, also be content. Because sometimes we have something and we want to have something better, something more. And we keep seeking. And that journey of trying to earn and gain things is just a dark forest that we're putting ourselves in, with a lot of beasts that could consume us. And once a person loses his morality, loses his faith, then there's nothing left. So we have to be sure that we don't put ourselves in this position. becoming like the Prophet, he lived a simple life. He had the less of everything. He did not want to have more. Rather, less is what made him happy. Me and you, we need to have less in order for us to be happy. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.